stay. Do as Jesus taught us, demonstrated to us, and be about our Father's business, kingdom business. I pray you were blessed today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you, Sister Barbara, for allowing me to, what started out as a fill-in, has the Lord has expanded it to every third Tuesday. And I just bless God for the opportunity, oh my Jesus, to speak to you today. May God bless you and keep you, and let us go and not stay. Hallelujah. Amen.
Long time ago, he loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You're amazing.
Ooh.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
You're amazing. amazing.
Oh, he's amazing. He raised the dead. The Lord of Lords, the great I am. He's amazing. Oh, he's amazing. Oh, so, so amazing. He's amazing. So amazing. He's amazing. Oh, so amazing. Lord, he's amazing. My Lord, he's amazing. I tell you, my Lord, he's amazing. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's amazing, Lord of Lords. He's amazing, oh Lord of Lords. The great I am. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. What's so amazing? He's so, so amazing. He's a great I am. So amazing. So amazing. Lord of Lords, the great I am. You're amazing. So amazing. Oh, so, so amazing. You're amazing. Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing. Oh, he's amazing. My Lord, my God, you're so, so.
Let the church say amen. It is good to serve. It is good to serve an amazing God. might as well go ahead and shout. It is. It is good to serve an amazing God. Amen. What a God we serve. What a God we serve.
Yes.
What a God we serve. Amen. 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 Might as well go ahead and praise him. He is an amazing God. There's none like him. If you don't believe that he's amazing, ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you don't think that he's amazing, ask Daniel. And they will all let you know that he is an amazing God, one who is in fact worthy to be praised. Amen. I don't know. I'm going to ask if they would give me just a little more volume on this podium mic, because I don't plan on moving. I forgot to put my mic on. And amen. That's good. Amen. Y'all go ahead and praise him over there. Amen. I tell people to go ahead and praise God when they have a time. See, the reason why I could tell people to go ahead and praise him is because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for saving me. Amen. Praise God. When I think, oh, we're not going to sing. I don't. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And as I look around this church this morning, see, I'm just 75 years old. There are some 80-year-olds in here. There are some 85-year-olds in here. There are some 90-year-olds in here. There are some between 90 and 95. There's even some 96-year-olds in here today who can say the same thing that I said. When I thank, oh, Lord, hallelujah, of the goodness.